The Bible Podcast is here to help get us in the Word together in those small pockets of time that we can find doing chores or tasks, traveling or commuting, and it doesn't have to be hard or complicated. So come on in, have a seat, and let's read the Bible together. This is your host, Virginia Price. Welcome to the Bible Podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Paris. We're with Virginia.
Hey.
Hi.
I hope you guys have had a great week, and what a word from Virginia on Tuesday. It had me in my feels. I was in tears.
Holy Spirit was all fighting over that tears. Place, you know?
And I hope you guys read more of Isaiah 43. We are now going back into time, going back a verse, back a chapter.
Let's go.
And we're going into Isaiah 42, verses 1 through 7 in the NLT.
Let's do it.
So, the Lord's chosen servant, look at my servant whom I strengthen. He is my chosen one who pleases me. I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring justice to the nations. He will not shout or raise his voice in public. He will not crush the weakest reed or put out a flickering candle. He will bring justice to all who have been wronged. He will not falter or lose heart until justice prevails throughout the earth. Even distant lands beyond the sea will wait for his instruction. God the Lord created the heavens and stretched them out. He created the earth and everything in it. He gives breath to everyone, life to everyone who walks the earth. And it is he who says, I, the Lord, have called you to demonstrate my righteousness. I will take you by the hand and guard you, and I will give you to my people Israel as a symbol of my covenant with them. And you will be a light to guide the nations. You will open the eyes of the blind. You will free the captives from prison, releasing those who sit in dark dungeons.
Dark dungeons. Yeah.
And of course, we're reading this, and some of these verses are sounding real familiar.
I mean, so much of the New Testament, so much of the entire Bible references Isaiah, truly.
And it's incredible that the whole Bible was one written about Jesus. So how funny is it is that some of these in Isaiah, where it says he is my chosen one who pleases me, which we've seen when Jesus was baptized and he rose up. Behold, my chosen son.
With
him, I'm well pleased.
Come on.
He will not shout. He will not raise his voice in public. Jesus was known for being real calm and cool.
He is like I need that.
Except for the flipping tables, but that was righteous.
Righteous indignation. I mean, I need that. Like, I need some of that Jesus not raising my voice thing going on. I need help, Lord.
And so today we're talking about how the Lord ultimately battles for us. He fights for us. We've been talking about how much the Lord fights for us by leveling mountains, by just, you know, clearing out ways where there is no way. The Lord fights for us in his love. And what greater love did he show us than by giving us Jesus?
Come on. Come on. And that's the thing. So much of this Isaiah is really foreshadowing Jesus, is talking. I mean, this is so much of it. God is saying there is a Messiah coming. It is my son.
Even going back, like if you read more down into 8 and 9, I am the Lord, that is my name. Get it straight. I will not give my glory to anyone else, nor share my praise with carved idols. Everything I prophesied has come true. And I will prophesy again. I will tell you the future before it happens.
I love that. I will not share my praise with carved idols. It's like, that's a piece of wood. I'm God. Oh my Lord. Literally. This is the thing that is so beautiful. I love that the Lord is just so heavy on us with the recording, but it's just funny because like sometimes I just don't know what to say. It's like, what can you say? This is so good. Other than be encouraged that the Lord is battling for you. The Lord is fighting for you. Nothing can stand against you. No weapon formed against you will prosper. Like,
and even something just hit me. If he is the God, which we know, he is the God who is the same as yesterday, is today, and is tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Like, he is not changing. And if he loved us so much, all the way the thousands of years as it was in Isaiah before Jesus even came
up on the scene,
on the earth, right? If he loved us and cared about us that much to even prophesy and say everything I prophesied has come true. What if, like, literally, basically being like, what has your little wooden doll done for you lately? Yeah. Like,
and that's what we were talking about in Isaiah 43.
So good,
right? He was saying, like, I'll predict the future. Like, no other God can do that. No other, you know.
None other. There is none other.
Come on.
And we've been talking to, like, a lot of people, and I just feel like that there is somebody, you, who needs to hear, you can keep searching for love in all of the wrong places. You can keep searching for love in all the wrong things. You can try to put your faith in crystals and tarots and other idol that we have out there. You can spend your savings to buy Beyonce tickets. You can
burn your sage.
You can do all those things, but ain't nobody gonna love you like Jesus loves you. Ain't nobody gonna love you and fight for you the way that God fights for you. Like, that is a promise. You can stamp that, take it to the bank, deposit it. It's going to stand up.
That's right. Because there's no one else that's going to be standing for you and paying that debt for you other than Jesus. Mm. Not a one.
Not a one.
Y'all, season two is hitting. I don't know what to tell you, but season two is hitting. And when we come back, when the show, we have some more episodes coming out, and then we have a Thanksgiving break. But when the show comes back after Thanksgiving and you get to see our faces on YouTube, I don't know what to tell you. It's going to be over. It's done. Show's going to blow up and catch on fire.
That's the flames.
Thank you guys for joining us.
Have a great week.
Much love from the Bible Podcast.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for joining me today. I'm so glad to have you in our audience, and I hope you come over to our Instagram and join our community there at _thebiblepodcast. Our podcast is a ministry production of The Sevenfold. If you'd like to know more about us and what we do, please visit our site at thesevenfold.com. Thanks again for joining me today, and until next time, much love from The Bible Podcast.